Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, could you? I got too much on my mind right now. I ain't got the time to get you sent right now. I got too much on my mind right now. Shout out to Hero Tail, get my baby 35. That's lit. I swear, baby, we just kissing. I said, how could I forget the shit that you done done for me? Baby, gonna take the charge and take the fall for me. Would love to take you shopping, but girl, I'm in your town. Sorry, little mama, I can't give you more. Baby, could you? I got too much on my mind right now. I ain't got the time to get you sent right now. I got too much on my mind right now. Shout out to Hero Tail, get my baby 35. Boss on me.
Yep. Gut Level Talk Radio. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
You say okay too.
Huh? No, you like her? I was like,
hello. I didn't hear anybody else. I said I didn't hear anybody else. I didn't hear music.
Oh yeah, I was in the background, trying to coordinate some shit.
Coordinate.
Yeah. Trying to coordinate some shit. Trying to make it sound like we actually know what we're doing. gonna get into some hot topics. Soon as the rest of the crew shows up. I will be docking pay. Yeah.
What, one less shipment on the bubble gum?
Yep. Like, you know, the bubblelicious will be cut in half.
You are absolutely stupid.
Fucking with me.
Yeah, okay. I didn't get any bubble gum yet.
And I will be trimming back benefits. So call your union reps.
Yeah, okay.
What's up, Kai? Hey, Doug, Shelly.
Hi. Hey. Yeah, I totally forgot about the show. You know, I was on vacation for a week, so when I got back, like, I've been swamped. Like, I ain't leave work till 7:30 yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like after 7, so I totally forgot till I got tagged in the post. I was like, oh shit.
I gotta show up.
I was like, yeah, hold up. I was like, yeah, what? I was like, yeah, what up? I was like, where's the crew? Where my people?
He said he's gonna dock the bubble gum.
Yeah, I'm gonna start docking bubble.
We ain't been paid yet anyway. So.
Yeah. I'm gonna start
you can
bubble
that
gum
out of my back bay.
Like, yeah, we'll start trimming back benefits. So, you know, you got to call your union rep.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, right.
Yo, Boo, you on the Boo, you on the express or the local?
This is a local.
Oh, okay. Cause that
door. The door chime. I'm gonna put it on mute.
Yeah, the door chime was off the hook. All right, let's see.
Yeah, I'm on the train. I'm gonna go to court.
Yo, who's this with all this background noise?
That's not me.
Background noise cut down quick.
Yeah. That was, I was on my up. Huh?
That's where they hung up. Oh, there it goes.
No. Yeah, who's yeah, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
The message is really deep.
I can't hear you.
Wait, are you also listening to like television or something too?
No, my kids in the background. No, it's
Joni. Okay, because it's mad loud.
Yo, they talking loud as hell. Or you like
hell
right up
yeah.
on it. It sound like you like
right.
It sound like they on the call.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, anyway, so we got Kai Neal and from off of Kai Neal, KS Johnson. And
I got my
boo
this weekend, y'all. You almost ain't had me on today. I almost ain't make it past the damn weekend.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, like no joke.
You didn't see
was
what,
over
didn't
there
see
joking, but I was dead up. Like, yeah, that's the scariest I've been in like a really long time.
I
like,
told
for
you
real.
About that. She fell. Out of the
booth. Oh, get out of! Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was on there cracking jokes. He thought it was all jokes, but I was like dead up, like for real, like oh, like yo. I think he was even shook a little because he was really trying to, like, help me. I think for a second he was like, man, he was trying to grab at me and stuff. I was drugged under the
right.
stuck under the boot. It was no joke.
No. I was like, oh, my God.
Wow. That's like the dude I saw sleeping on the train tracks earlier in New Jersey. Like, how do you wind up sleep on train tracks? I mean, cause I've done some heavy partying in my day, and I've never.
I mean, was he cold or something? Like, why would you even get close to the train?
He was sleep on train tracks outside, not like under the tunnel.
I mean, I would hope there was no train tracks inside. Like, what you talking about?
I'm talking about under the tunnel, like under the ground.
Listen, he just didn't care about no life. He was like, whatever.
He's like, whatever.
I thought when the video first came on, I thought he was trying to kill himself. But
apparently he didn't care.
When they ran up on him, it was like, you know, they woke him up and he was surprised, like, oh shit, I'm on the train tracks.
Then he must have passed out. It must have been drunk, passed out on the train tracks.
Yo,
but how did you end up there though? That's
crazy, and it was a big ass train right there.
Nice.
I was like, yo, really? Yeah. So that was kind of crazy. Yo, this stand your ground shit.
What's the show topic tonight?
This stand your ground shit is I got my boo Caroline on the train on the way home. I recruited her to the convo.
okay,
the little one. I'll try.
Yo, this stand your ground shit is getting ridiculous because
I mean
it's like
need to revise it. I'm not 100% against. You know, you being able to protect yourself or defend your property or whatever, and we're saying that you don't have to retreat, but there needs to be some rules. I mean, you can't just because somebody's coming your way, you like, yeah, I'm going to shoot them, because that most recent incident where the guy, you know, they were arguing over that parking space, over the handicapped parking space. The boyfriend came out. He punched the guy. Yeah, he was wrong for that. He came out, he punched the guy. But once the guy gets up and pulls his gun and the other guy retreats, which he was actually doing already anyway before the guy pulled the gun out, he was already retreating. But once he pulls the gun out and the guy is retreating, you are no longer in danger. So for him to just shoot him, he just wanted to shoot him. That there was no reason for him to shoot him after the fact like that. Which, I mean, the guy was no longer, you know, approaching
a threat
him,
to him,
wasn't hitting
that's
him anymore, anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Because they're hands to ground, they're not even charging him.
Yeah, and it seemed more like. Like revenge. You know what I mean? Because okay,
so you beat me down. Bow. Now you get blown away.
Yeah, and it's like, because who, like what dude would come outside, see this dude all up in his girl face, and not go down there and do something?
I mean, you don't have to come out and punch him in the face. I mean, I'm not condoning that because, quite frankly, she was in the wrong, and the guy wasn't actually in her face. He was arguing with her. He was standing in one parking space, and she was still in her car. So, actually, he wasn't in the dude's face. So, dude was in the wrong to come out and bust him in the face. So he obviously did it because it was an older white dude where he didn't feel like he had to worry about it. However, even still, he didn't deserve to be shot. He was punched and knocked him down. And when the guy got up, it would be one thing if the dude was coming back to assault him again or something like that. But all he had to do was do what white people classically do, call the cops. That's what you do. Don't call the cops on the dude. You didn't have to get up and shoot that man.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, because I watched the video like probably about 20 times. And I didn't even see where he punched him. It looked like he just kind of pushed him and shoved him on the ground.
No, he shoved him on the ground with a punch. That was like a punch show.
He pushed him and gave him a punch sandwich on the way down.
Plus, he was an older dude. So, you know, when you shoving older dudes like that, you know you're going to do some damage. So I'm not condoning the behavior. I mean, I definitely feel like black dude was in the wrong. However, I still, regardless, the way that it was handled, it was not a shootable offense, I don't feel.
Well, I look at it like this, right? From the history of what motherfuckers are saying, like on the news and like now all the follow up investigations, right? He's walking around with a gun in his pocket or in his jacket or wherever the hell fuck he had it, right? He's walking around with a gun fucking with people. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't like she didn't go over to him and start fucking with him. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, it's definitely possible. He wouldn't be the only one who feels like that. It's a lot of dudes that get real froggy once they got a gun in their pocket. You know, when people know that they have a weapon, you know, they all of a sudden got, you know, all the balls in the world. So if you living in Florida, I'm sure plenty more people got all the balls in the world. George Zimmerman didn't start it.
It makes them feel more powerful, I guess.
I mean, even with the George Zimmerman shit, right? Yo, there's no way he should have got off of that scot free because he stalking Trayvon.
I mean, the reality of it is, Trayvon was the one who was should have been the person standing their ground because he was the one who was approached. Just because George Zimmerman got the Neighborhood Watch title don't mean shit. Trayvon don't know he's the Neighborhood Watch guy, and
right.
he approached him. He was asking him questions. He was stalking him. So Trayvon
yeah.
had every right to feel like he was being attacked. He
yeah.
just wasn't the one with the gun.
Right.
So it's like, what? Yo, what's up, Amira?
Hello.
What's up, Amira?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hi.
Welcome.
Oh, whatever. You got knocked off?
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
No, she just got here.
I just got here.
Oh.
That noise.
Yeah, I'm lost. My bad.
Hi, boo. Hi, you doing? What's up? I heard I got on and you was going off. I was like, what's up?
so it was almost like a you punch me, I'm gonna shoot you type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, I think a lot of people feel empowered once they know they got a weapon. You know, I mean, most of us probably can attest to that. If you know somebody who got guns or whatever, some cats that you hang with, or even if they carrying shanks, whatever the case, growing up, you know, whoever had the weapon had the most fucking mouth. They had all the balls in the world because they felt like they had some protection on them. When it's just them, you know, they may be a little humbler unless they're like a really good fighter or some, you know, something like that. Like, you know, most people want to be a little more reasonable about it, but especially if they're a person who has maybe been bullied previously or felt weak in, you know, felt weak a lot in their life, they'll be the main person that's going to be
yeah.
trying to use that gun. That's why they say some police officers become police officers so that they can have power and be able to, you know, be the person over a bunch of other people and be able to tell you what to do and have the power.
Yeah, because I went to school with a couple of dudes that they had to like tell me that they was in school with me, like when they saw me when they was a cop. And like, yo, what's up? Like, yeah, remember I used to sit behind like Susie Rottencross, like, really? Like, like I remember
really?
You, but like, but you know,
really?
But what happened? Yo, I ain't fucking with y'all.
You said it.
You know what? It's funny because there's people in the group that had to do that to me because, you know, I'll say this. My memory for, like, high school and stuff is shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't remember anybody. People are like, oh, we hung out every day. I'm like, really? Every day? Really? You mean like, daily? You know, so my memory for high school and stuff is shit, but somebody in the group actually was like, you don't remember me from high school? And I was like, no. No, I didn't. But I
like,
realized why.
What did you have to
I
say?
I realized
it so stink?
Why. Huh?
Did you have to say it so stink?
Well, I say everything stink. Come on now. This is me. I'm playing.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything comes out that way, out of my mouth. Like, what? Really? I'm out of here. So, but I really didn't remember her. And the reason why is because she never glowed up. Like, she never evolved from being that same person in high school. So she was a wallflower in high school. She's
yeah.
pretty much a wallflower now.
Yeah, I you know what, I had to like
when she's
explain,
not hoeing, but that's another story.
I had to pretty much explain that
should
to
I
people hide? Like
when she's not what
about,
being a hoe.
Okay.
Oh wait a minute. Hold on. We're gonna talk. Hold on. Yo, Khaldun.
Yeah.
What's up?
Good evening.
Yo, you on speakerphone or something? You have a sound quality.
Wait, hold on. Okay, how's that?
Oh yeah,
that's way better.
Yeah,
way better.
So I saw you hanging out. We were talking about the hold your ground thing, and I saw you hanging out.
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
Not hold your ground. What, you gonna pick it up and put it in your pocket?
Yeah, we talking about the whole stand your ground thing. And then I saw you hanging out on hold, and then Amira mentioned hoes. So I was like, yo, let me let Calhoun in.
That type of response, I would expect that more for like Jerry, like, oh, they talk about hoes. Jerry's an expert on that. I'm far for that. The only other one aside Jerry who's expert on that is Dave, but Dave, he's a little more refined. Like, if you take classical masterpiece theater and hoes, that would be Dave. If you got unbridled hoe shit like Jerry Springer meets the Source Award hoes, that's Jerry. That's our Jerry.
Meet the Source Award.
Oh
my God.
Oh, Meet the Source Award.
Yeah.
Dave, was that Calhoun's laugh right there? Yeah. You remember that? God, you really do laugh like Muttley.
You know, it's funny, one of my students, she's what, 18 now. One time she's about 4 years old, and she didn't know nothing about the old cartoons we grew up on. And her mom just told me one day she caught something on Boomerang with Dick Dastardly cartoon. And when she heard Muttley laugh, she pointed to the TV. Mommy, that's Shifu Calhoun. That's Shifu Calhoun. Look.
Wow.
So, like, she's a girl. That's my girl. Oh man, y'all be having me dying though. I told Lou already, if I can't be at like no serious event, like if I'm at a funeral or some shit, I can't sit next to him because y'all is contagious. Like one of you laugh, Amira laugh, I gotta look the other way. I gotta leap, cause I will bust out laughing. I'll fucking die right there, cause y'all laughing in unison. That's like the Simpsons kids, or they call somebody up from prank call them and shit. Be like, "Yo, we got them."
Yo, because I think when we were on for 2 hours, I think we would spend like a good 15-20 minutes like laughing. Like,
yeah,
if you edit all the laughing together.
That's your fault.
Oh shit, man! I'm telling you.
Huh?
That's you. That's your goofy ass.
Yep, exactly.
No, but y'all are hilarious. Come on, Amira. I know, like, you and Ty, y'all, you know,
wait,
Christianness and the funky vibe, but y'all funny as hell.
Who's the other woman on the phone?
Caroline.
Oh, okay. You didn't sound like yourself.
Oh.
I was like, Louis, so we have a random chicks on the line now?
Nah.
Oh, is that what we do? We let random bitches in?
I'm gonna start doing that again just to mix it up.
Oh, okay.
Doing what?
Well, listen,
huh?
Don't get the colonizer that was in the group posting pictures today, because that photo, she's gonna get her feelings hurt. She's lucky I had
the one asking for money.
Yeah, the one begging, like you begging about that. That's the last thing black people need, is another white person begging for money.
I didn't even realize she was white.
Yes,
she is white.
And
he's like, this is why we can't have nice things.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think I was talking about the Cash App chick.
You know, whenever I see like the whiter persuasion pictures in our group, you know, if I don't actually click on their profile, in my mind, I just be like, Oh, they probably like Spanish and Latin.
No, no, I clicked on it. No, colonizer.
That's funny.
Because if she was, if she was Latin, she'd be like, I'm not a colonizer. I'm Latin. I'm Puerto
Rican. Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see where you called her.
I posted colonizer.
I saw it.
That's right. She was to say, she want to say, she's a one of us. She want to say,
yeah.
She ain't no goddamn colonizer.
No, she's a colonizer.
No colonizers.
Coming in here asking black folks for money. Don't play. Don't
that
play.
Yeah. Way. I was like, is she
and you know what fucked me up? What
you
fucked me up is I turned around for a couple of minutes to do something and came back and it was like a million comments already, everybody bugging.
I mean, well, for one, because the team was on it and they made sure to tag everybody. So,
yeah.
I mean,
good job,
I wouldn't have seen it. But once I saw it, everybody was like, wait, what, are we good? Like, we're not doing nothing in good. Like, of all places, you're going to choose the place where we the most vocal? No.
You know, the shit that bugged me out, I was like, okay, obviously someone missed the fine print of the group rules, and she just posting that up there. So I was like, okay, she about to get roasted. So me, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm just waiting for Amira, Kai, Christina, Angel, Nika to do their thing. And
I was waiting for
them
to
enjoy
this
shit. Enjoy that shit. That's what I was waiting for.
I really didn't say much because I was working for a change and and the other reason it's summertime. I should not be working, but that's another story. but the other reason is because I've been known as the white girl shredder, so I'm not trying to shred another white girl to. You know, rip another white girl apart. So I'm just, I'm just gonna leave her alone.
Wow.
Because I would be
I wouldn't call you the white
girl
shredder. I would call you like the racist exposer.
Okay, that too.
Ben shredder.
That too. Because they all, you know, it's only like two that have survived more than a little bit. And that's because they don't say racist shit. But I see the racist shit. She hopped on that. She got a man in them pictures on her profile page. But if her man sees what she posted with Jerry back and forth, her man's going to be a little upset. She's going to be on the news. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Because the back and forth was a little too heavy, leaning towards flirting.
Yeah, that was too much, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, you know, I'm relieved to know that I wasn't the only one. I was like, is it me? Or they kind of, she kind of like engaging. Nah, dude.
Is this the thirsty hour? Or?
Yeah,
it's thirsty hour. She's dehydrated.
Yeah, it was looking dehydrated. Definitely, it was definitely looking hungry. So anyway, speaking of hoes.
Wow.
that's one topic that you could always get a reaction out of people on. Like, you don't even have to have a topic. You could just come on and say, hoes. and people will just, everybody ears will just pop up. You know, like,
they get their feelings.
That shit was kind of thirsty. Yeah, that shit was really kind
of
thirsty.
Kind of. That was, oh man, listen. Man.
And then, like, because if it had been a little bit later, like, if it had went up about like 7:30-ish, the meme storm would have been a lot more intense.
Well, because, you know, when people at work, they can't, you know, you're not as mobile if you actually work on your job.
Mm-hmm. if you actually do anything,
what you supposed to be doing to mess around online.
Right.
I'm
going
to have to talk
to
my boss about giving me a Facebook hour because this shit is awesome. I got to keep up.
I think Kai and Caroline are the two people that I know who go to work, and I actually sit there and ask myself, like, you know,
do y'all do stuff at work?
I can multitask, thank you very much.
Well, listen, I mean, that's when I have the lulls in between or how I be missing stuff. Because in order to maintain my job, I do have to take a break from Facebook to work.
My job, like, a year or two ago, so I had, like, all from my phone now. And, like, immediately after that, I had, like, overages on myself because I was spending on the phone.
Yo.
I was like, this is so bad.
No, but at least
you know the problem is I would probably be on a lot more if my office wasn't under the stairs in an area where they have magnets because the labs are on that side. So we don't have service. So I gotta hop on one foot to get service in my office.
I'm not on as much now that I'm upstairs because, like, the accounting department used to be on the second floor. It was just us, which was like seven people, only us. But then in May, they moved us back up to the fourth floor where, like, all the employees are. So now I don't have the pure privacy in my office like I used to. Like, I mean, it's still kind of private, but people walk past and be like, hey, how you doing? They constantly walking past my office, whereas before it was just the seven of us. So, you know, I don't be on it as much because they might, you know, they constantly see me. And then my boss, y'all remember my little work daddy, you know, he don't work there no more. So
my work daddy, that sounds so sexual.
I don't know about that. Let's talk about that. Eric knows about this. Not that anything, but I don't want to mess up. Yeah, he knows about work daddy. He don't care. He cool. Okay. Yeah, as long as it's the work daddy, it's all good. He was my work daddy.
My
work father.
Right. Let's use the word father.
Let's use the word father. My work pop. It sounds less like your pimp. Like he's like,
bitches down, hoes down, bitches up,
you know?
With
my bottom bitch. Yeah, with a comb over.
Comb over pimp.
Like he go in there, he go in there and say, yo, let me get the checks for all my hoes.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, he literally looked like a payroll or something.
I have like an older man at my job and he's like my pop. So he was in a motorcycle accident. So I was like, hey, you came back. Great. Because he rides a Harley. So he came back today and I was just the first time I see him. I ran him over. I was like, oh, pop, you're back. But it's not my work daddy. Mm-mm. I would never call him that.
I mean,
so was he work?
He's been my boss at two different jobs in combination for 15 years, right? And, like, so even before I even had my son, actually more than 15 years, but even before I had my son, like, my birthday would come up. He would literally give me, like, 50 or 100 bucks, like, stuff like that. Like, he was doing stuff my daddy would do. Like, it's my birthday.
He was happy.
Well, damn. Okay.
He literally called me and asked me to come work at the job that I work at. Like, he was handling business. If I felt like something was going on with my son that time, I told y'all the dog was like, my son thought he was getting jumped by the dog. He was gonna drive me home. He like he made sure I was cool, you know. He even since he ain't worked there no more to just say, you know, see what's up and how I'm doing and whatnot.
Hey, listen, there's not It's not a weird. I don't think it's weird. Because
no,
you know, it's a lot of older cats that have like you know little adopted daughters. You know what I mean? That they look out for.
So
you know?
If I get a work daddy, you won't
yeah,
be mad,
I mean,
right?
Granted, he would have been like.
I said, if I get a work
like
daddy, you won't be
master.
Mad, right?
Wait,
Kai, hold on. This relationship drama. What happened? Caroline said, "Let me quote this for Louis.
I got a work daddy."
Louis, if she got a work daddy, would you be okay with that?
Yo, if you can see, if you can see a look on my face right now.
Oh no, I know the look on your face. I know the look on your face. I had to make sure everybody heard it.
Yo, I might lie on the radio like,
I'm not with this shit. Work daddy.
Okay,
I got to work daddy for you. You better get to work, daddy.
What if you a strictly platonic work daddy, Louis?
Listen, Kai, let me say this to you. The only reason why it was acceptable for Eric is because he was there before Eric. If
right.
he had not been there
well,
before
no,
Eric,
he's the one
get out of here.
It's because he's an old white man who's like
no,
56
no, no, no,
years
Kai, understand. Understand. The only reason why he's acceptable to Eric is because he was there before Eric and is an old white man. Otherwise,
yo,
he would have got that work.
And trust me, Eric already sized up the situation like from the
yeah.
gate. Like,
It does not matter. If this was a bunch of chicks, I would defer to you. This is a bunch of dudes. Let me tell you, nope.
You can't be busting out in 2018 with new work daddies. Like, come on,
not a new work daddy. He better have put in 10, 15 years experience work daddy in.
Right.
Exactly. At this stage of the game, like you know.
Him and his wife going to the baby's christening, you know.
Yeah,
him and the family
you know,
inviting right. you to the family reunion, like shit like that. Nah, you can't be busting out with a work daddy.
I
don't think he would be accepting of a new work daddy. You probably
yeah,
would
nah,
not.
No, either.
I think that if he was there a year, maybe a year before Eric just got there. Eric would be like, nah, ain't no work daddy shit going on here. But because he was there so long, he was okay, work daddy is all right. But don't you call him daddy. Yeah, he's up on that daddy shit.
I never actually called him that. Although I did tell him one time he was like my work daddy. And he was cool with that.
Yeah.
But I never actually called him daddy or anything.
Limit the use of the actual word daddy here.
Yeah, and listen,
if he had like a
male pattern baldness with like the long train coming down.
Oh my
like,
God,
like,
you
David.
Know something? Wait.
The long
Thomas
train.
He had the comb
you
over.
The...
He had the comb over and all that.
Oh wow.
And it had like old man smells and shit like that. Yeah, I wouldn't.
No,
really?
I mean he didn't
old
have
man
old man
smells
and that, but he got the comb over, and he's like strictly white. Like you know, he was never no threat to nothing like that.
I'm pretty sure Eric sized up the situation. Like you know, like he.
There ain't nothing going on here.
They probably don't. Nose hairs.
All
yeah,
right.
exactly. Your hair.
Not the nose hair.
Like you know, like they probably don't even make Viagra strong enough.
And if they
to get this guy past like two.
Oh shit!
I was like, oh man, yeah, nah, but yeah, we won't be having no work daddy.
We're not coming up with no new work
daddy. No, there's no work daddy.
Yeah. Yo, that's a
no. Just
no,
for the record, everybody,
you know what,
I don't have a work daddy.
You know But you know what? I know people that actually had beef problems in their marriage because of having like a work husband, you know, on the job, you know, like, you know, doing a little bit too much. You know what I mean? Or the work wife. Doing a little too much.
Yeah, work husband, work wife.
That shit caused problems. You know?
I mean, it could definitely cause a problem if your work whoever is someone like within your age bracket and y'all like hanging out and always going to lunch together and stuff like that. Like them kind of thing. See, and there's a difference because you're talking about work wife and work husband. That's another. That's like relationship level. You know what
I mean? You know what? My former boss is a month younger than me in age, right? So Elle and I mean, we're tight. We're close. But when he was my boss like 2 years ago. So when I first got the job, he met my daughter. My daughter was a teenager. He met my son. And he was like, the next week they came by to pick me up. And he was like, where are my kids at? And he was gave him a hug and gave him a dollar each, you know, gave him money each. Like, here, here's the money. So he calls them his kids. So he's in the city one day, and he sees my daughter walking by, and he's with his friends and his girlfriend. And he's like, that's my daughter over there. And his girlfriend's like, what daughter? What the fuck are you talking about? Because this is some new random chick. And he was like, oh, no, don't worry. My wife, that's her kid. And that, so that's my daughter. So I'm going to go make sure she's good because she's in the city by herself at night. And his girlfriend kind of spazzed out about it. But he's like, well, you know, my work wife has been.
No, you don't tell your damn girlfriend that that's your work wife.
That's your work wife.
And
that's what I said. I was like,
higher up than a girlfriend, first of all.
I said, did you think this shit through? He said, well, she knew. She knew. She doesn't know that you and me tight like that, like tight. I was like, yeah, but you can't tell him, tell her. Now, he's not my type, and never. And I'm not his type because I'm too bitchy and bossy. But he likes them young and dumb. So she was kind of upset, and her and I had to have a – that's how he likes them. Hey, what can I say? But we had to have a conversation about what's appropriate.
Obviously, she wasn't. She didn't really have much of a future. Because for him to just say that and not think twice about it, he was just trying to hit that and quit that. She wasn't even a going for it.
But he was like, yeah, you know. And then he said to me, you know, if somebody's really important, I'll introduce you. And the kids did him first. I'm like, you know, my kids ain't really yours, right? Like, you know, they got a daddy. Like, they got a real father, like, that I married and everything. You know, like, I was married to him. And
so, wait
like,
a minute. Did he come out and tell you that he likes them young and dumb?
I've met all of them. I've met, for the past 3.5 years, I've met every girlfriend he's had. He likes them young and dumb. And all his side chicks. He likes them young and dumb. Because each time he gets a new girlfriend, he gets a new side chick. Because you got to upgrade every time, right? Yeah, so. He likes me young and dumb.
Wait a minute. Wait. Back up. I missed them.
Mm-hmm.
You said
every time he gets a new girlfriend,
yeah,
he gets a new side chick. Because you got to upgrade.
Wow.
Huh?
I have not
been exposed to this system yet. So explain it.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Hey,
you gotta break that one down.
I don't see what there is to break down. He has a girlfriend. If he breaks up with that girlfriend, he loses the side chick. Because okay, the mentality is really interesting because what the side chick is supposed to be what the girlfriend lacks, correct?
Okay.
Girlfriend comes with different characteristics each time. So his thing is, if I drop the girlfriend, then I'm not lacking that from the next chick because I'm going to look for in the next chick the things that she was lacking. But then the side chick has to have all the things that, you know, that the new girlfriend doesn't have. So that's kind of how he drops the girlfriend and the side chick pretty much the same.
So it's not a one-size-fit-all side chick situation.
No.
You could just
it's not
have,
a long-term side chick. Mm-mm.
you can just have like one side chick through like five girlfriends.
Right. Because then you might as well make her a girlfriend.
But she's like,
a lot of energy out there to keep switching up girls and side chicks.
You ain't got no friends for me? No, Negro, I don't.
That is so annoying. Like, who's your friend? That's fucking annoying, man. Stop it.
Let me tell you something. After I was about 30, right? I never really noticed that shit when I was younger. But after 30, if I was with a chick and some dude that I was hanging around and I came around with a girl or whatever, and he was like, first off, that would tell me that he's looking at her thinking to himself, like, yo, she look kind of yummy. She probably hang around with some other yummy broads. You understand what I'm saying?
Yummy broads.
So,
most attractive people hang out with an ugly person. You got to even that shit out.
Yo, now, there's certain types of chicks that do that.
Yeah.
No, they do. I see them.
They don't like the competition.
Yeah, I see them. Like, they roll up in a club on ladies' night out, and it'll be like, I don't know, Beyonce with like a bunch of buffarillas. You know what I'm saying?
Michelle's. Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Huh?
Michelle's.
Oh, okay. I was like,
no, I said with. Okay. I said with a bunch of buffarillas.
Okay, that's.
I'm still bugging out off of that.
My uncle, God rest his dead. Yo, he made that was his original creation. Buffarillas.
Buffarilla.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
that shit is great.
Buffarilla. Well, I never. Good boy.
The illest one I heard was one that Kai said, the monkey bird one. That shit was I was reaching for the oxygen tank for that shit
monkey
when
bird.
I read that.
Oh yeah, I almost forgot about her. Yeah, I've got a picture of a bird and a monkey too, and combined
them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I first saw that,
oh,
yo.
God.
I was on the fucking floor.
You know what? And that always seems to happen during the selfie post.
Oh,
some
shit.
Aesthetically challenged person wants to come out with 15 pictures. And
like you said,
I'm not here for
picture.
This. Like one,
yeah.
No, you get mad. Oh, y'all mad because I look better than. No.
No.
You don't look better than anybody.
Dad, cut it out.
The confidence level of ugly people.
Like, yo,
amazing.
That's not it.
They gotta have confidence too. They need to feel better about themselves.
Yeah, but within reason.
Here's the thing that I find interesting. Like, the post can have absolutely nothing to do with any pictures whatsoever. Like, it could
and
be
then
like
they come
somebody
posting
saying,
up three pictures at
oh,
a time.
You think, you know, do you like thick girl? Blah, blah, blah. Here goes somebody. This is thick. This is that. Who the hell asked you to
who
demonstrate?
Asked you,
who asked
right.
you for a fucking photo? Like, and then if everybody ignores it, then what? Then you feel terrible.
Like, so we just
don't
act like we didn't see that? Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And everything is not thick, okay? Let's be real, real clear. Some of y'all are fat. Embrace the fatness. It's okay to be fat. There's a lot of men that like fluffy women. It's all good.
December.
Louis, you like a fluffier chick, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You don't want a stick figure.
I'm not just
that would be my ex-husband. That would be my ex-husband. I'm just saying.
Wow.
He likes them real big. Like,
real
last
big?
Girlfriend couldn't.
Like,
real big. Yeah.
Like what Busta Rhymes called feminine fat. That's what you like.
He like a mute. He like a mute.
No, but yo, but you know what? You know what fucks me up? Like when chicks find a dude, right? And the dude settle down with them, and they get, you know, like they get married or whatever, da da da. And then, and, I mean, you know, to me, it don't have a whole lot. It don't have, you know, a whole bunch to do with size. It's just that I kind of have found a lot of good chicks that will, you know, happen to be big, you know, and So, but when dudes find a chick, you know, she kind of big or whatever, they settle down, you know, everything's going good, right? And then she bust out talking about, yo, I'm about to go to the gym and lose weight.
Yeah, you know what? He always said that. He's like, you know, as soon as my ex used to say all the time, like, as soon as they meet a guy that loves them for who they are, everybody's talking about they're going to get gastric bypass or the sleeve. He's like, I like your ass fat. Why are you losing it? Like, I like the fatness. But he's
yo,
like, you know, I'll be keeping your man.
Cause I, see, no,
I
cause
have an
I
uncle
see,
like that.
I see a lot of people. I see a lot of people that, like, after the chick lose the weight, you know, either one or two things happen. He loses interest. Or she starts to start feeling herself because of the new attention. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I just watched that on the ID network. This lady was fat from like ninth grade, and the one dude liked her, and they got married later on, and all that stuff. And then in their like late 20s, the health thing started getting to her, so he paid for her to have gastric bypass, and she lost all his weight, and they killed him.
Like, and they killed him.
Yes.
Then she killed him. She lost.
Are you kidding?
He paid for her to have the surgery. She got all skinny and everything like that, and you know was looking way better. And then she killed him for the insurance money.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, he said all that for you and stayed with you while you was big and everything since
and
ninth
you
grade.
Him.
And you killed that man for
about
insurance.
Ungrateful.
Right.
Damn, that's new meaning. Good lord.
Sheba.
Mm-hmm. Yo. Yeah. I guess she had to finance the skinny lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's kinda crazy. Yeah, but that's definitely an issue. You know,
on the post today, there's a post up, and we talked about it last week on the radio, but it was about standards, right? And Kai and I both said, and Louis, you agreed, that there's nothing wrong with having standards. So they're ragging on somebody about Red Lobster because the girl got mad because she told the guy to pick the place, and he chose Red Lobster. And they're
yeah.
talking about, oh, she ain't shit if she won't go to Red Lobster. So she ain't shit if she won't eat frozen shrimp in a bag. Like, she could eat that shit at home. Like, I'm
I saw that post.
You know,
right.
Like,
I saw that post.
That.
I didn't see that
see,
post.
It's the attitude see, this is to come between it. Like, just say, okay, I don't like Red Lobster. Can we go to blah, blah, blah instead? That's
right.
It. There's no
the
need attitude for attitude
the
and all of that stuff. Right. Exactly.
Well,
they're ragging on her for not eating the Red Lobster or being mad about Red Lobster. And who don't love red lobster?
I
live in
New York because I don't eat seafood like that, you know.
Yeah,
but I mean,
but
it doesn't mean I don't, you know.
But I live in New York City. You could go to any mom and pop little restaurant that's more interesting than Red Lobster and probably get a cheaper meal and a decent meal. So I'm like, well, hold up.
But the one thing that I can agree with about his post, right, is that, if you go back about maybe 20 years ago. And you told a chick like, yo, you know, let's go grab some Red Lobsters or whatever, you know, you didn't get that whole there wasn't that whole stigma attached to going to Red Lobster. It was like,
right.
you know, it was like a cool,
wasn't.
Yeah, it was like a cool, you know, it was like a cool spot to go eat. Now it's
but
like,
you know,
you
what,
know,
Louis? Let me just say this. So when McDonald's first opened, it was the cool spot, date spot to go eat.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't
yep.
fast food. It was the cool date spot. So
yeah, yeah,
as we evolve and we learn more and we get exposed to more, we hopefully elevate ourselves, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 20, yeah, 50 years ago, McDonald's was the shit. If your
that
mama took you to McDonald's, you was, oh,
oh you
what?
Were, you were happy as a mofo. Hell yeah.
Exactly. Let me take my son to McDonald's. He's like, for real, Ma? For real? These the nuggets you're giving me? You giving me McDonald's
Eddie
nuggets?
Murphy made the skin.
You don't
like,
love me?
Have McDonald's. Big
yo,
guy.
I was tight. I was tight when the Mystique wore off of Chi-Chi's. Yo,
I'm like, you know, so
you can go to Chi-Chi's,
so
get full of food and a little drunk, both of y'all for like $40.
But that
you
was the influx of the chain restaurant. You know, those chain dinner restaurants. Because
yeah, yeah,
we had Denny's and stuff. But that was the influx of those chain dinner restaurants where you get a whole meal for, like, a flat rate or a decent rate. And it was nice. It had nice atmosphere and everything. Not anymore. You could make the Cheddar Bay biscuits yourself at home. Bullshit.
True, they sell it in the supermarket. Shit.
Yes. So people are like, oh, she's not worth it if she don't want to go to Red Lobster. Well, guess what? I don't want to go to, and she was eating a free meal. Who said it was a free meal? He didn't say he was paying. He just said, and this was a first date. And this was a first date. Let's go back to this is a first date.
That's true.
So it's a first date to Red Lobster? Are you fucking serious? That's no originality. I'd rather you take me to Starbucks for coffee. Let's just go. Matter of fact,
okay,
if you can't afford it, let me take you out.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Okay, fellas, you got your marching orders.
No, you don't. No, not really.
Anyway, yeah, you know what it's like, you know, the whole new hour format.
It's too short.
I don't think it's too short.
It's too short to rag you.
Well, it's because 15 minutes of it is what Lou is trying to figure out what he's trying to say next.
Hey, well.
But it seems like we get to the point, you know, like quicker, you know, like
nope. Yeah.
Nope.
We run.
She you
said
know?
We don't.
No, we don't.
You know. You know.
Yeah, we haven't caught up on that skill just yet.
It's a learning experience.
I guess throughout the fall, you know, practice and make perfect. But anyway, we come to the end of the show, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, y'all.
Good night,
everybody.
Bye.
Good night, y'all. Have a good night.
You can't do epic shit with basic motherfuckers, and we out.
Woo! Killer. Baby. Kanye, this that 1970s heroin flow, huh?
Yeah, I hear people
Let's
talking about
up.
Who high, who not. Man, they don't know
I'm
we finna
in.
Kill the game this year. Killer, yay,
hey,
come
yo,
on.
Street mergers, I legislated the nerve. I never hated on murders, premeditated, absurd. I hesitated, observed, cock is trained. Hit you from a block away. Drinking sake on the Suzuki, we in no stock to pay. Playing soccer, stupid, stay in the sucker's place. Plug your ace, take your girl, fuck her face. She dealing with killer, so you love her taste. She swallowing killer, cause she loves the taste. Did like Bill Cosby, pouring in the pudding. Now the dashboard is wetting from a hard tangled grammar. Interior, star spangled banner. Car game bananas, mom in a tanner. Guns everywhere like the car came with hammers. He's back.
They trying to say he.